You're on The Burt Show.
Time to get buzzed from home with Abby. It's The Burt Show's entertainment buzz.
Curses, woman! Curses!
So that's the fun, dark side of college campuses. Yeah. Now we have a little bit more of a really, really awful, not great dark side of college campuses because students on Indiana State University's campus are protesting over their administration's response to a racist video from a student. This is a video.
This is so terrible.
It's horrible. It's a video you're watching and you're like, just when you think it couldn't get more racist,
It does. So this is from a student who is apparently outraged that Beyonce is entering the country genre with Cowboy Carter.
She is not. She just is doing an album. Okay, relax. Relax, whiteies.
I'm going to give you a huge heads up. This could be incredibly triggering to you because it is hella racist. This is her going off about Beyonce's Cowboy Carter album.
I'm sorry, but if you're black, you're not country. I don't care. And I wish I meant that in the nicest way. I know you were raised in the country, or your grandparents were, I guess, your great-granny and grandpas, but they was picking, okay? They wasn't planting. Just keep that in mind. They wasn't making money. They was getting sold for money. You ain't country.
Is that not disgusting?
Oh, my God.
It gets worse than that.
Okay, so I don't even want to repeat it.
It gets worse than that. She just says really vile, racist things.
Okay.
About especially the South.
And history, and if you were in a field back in the day, you were
picking, you were not planting.
And goes on and on and on and on.
That's when Cassie's jaw dropped the same time my did when she said that. And I was just like, it's stomach turning. It's so gross.
So on Monday, students were protesting, obviously begging for some kind of repercussions from the university. So then the Indiana State University president released a statement shared on their Facebook page condemning it. She says that she has worked with the vice president of student affairs to, quote, identify the student, communicate directly with student leaders, and strategize how to prioritize student well-being and safety. Other organizations have come out and said, okay, that's like not enough. We need you to announce what you are doing to punish the student as soon as possible.
Some of these people need to learn, one, what racism is and how disgusting it is, but also the Confederacy was around for 4 years and y'all lost. Let it go.
Well,
Beyonce's music career is like 10 times as long.
I definitely want to throw this to Mo and Katie here, who I'm sure are going to have strong opinions on it, but just a history lesson. Country music has its roots in music that was created by black people back in the day.
100%.
Okay. Mm-hmm. 100%. That's something that, I mean, you're in college. Maybe you should have looked that up.
Yeah. Mm.
A lot of contemporary music listeners believe that Lil Nas X was like black people's first experience with country music. There is plenty of research online that will show you that black people have been involved in writing country music since literally the 1920s. But this is a perfect example of, I really don't think there'd be one black person alive who was surprised by this. Once Beyonce made the decision to go in this direction, I was always kind of apprehensive about it because of this reason. I know what's coming behind it. I know some of the videos I'm going to have to watch. I know some of the things I'm going to have to listen to. And unfortunately, it's a perfect example for a lot of people who believe that black people no longer have to experience the things we used to. It's never far. It's never far around the corner for us to still have to deal with it, listen to it, hear it. And it's just a big reason as to why I wasn't as excited as I should have been about Beyonce going into country.
A question for you, if I may ask. Would you prefer we not play it and give it a platform, or do you want us to play it and call it out?
No, I'm not mad at it because it gives me an opportunity to speak to things like I just did. You know, because I think sometimes I do believe there are a lot of people who believe that black people still don't go through racism today. So unfortunately, we need moments like this to make it very clear that if you don't believe we still do, you're just not looking hard enough, or you just don't care to hear the truth.
No, I think it's important for us to be able to play it because I think, especially for white people, and I'll speak to my existence, it's so easy for us to live in a bubble. Like, the fact that this this video exists is shocking to me because it's not something that I face or see on a daily basis. So I think it's really important that we play it so that people who don't go through it or see it on a daily basis know that there are still crazy people out there that still have these kinds of beliefs. I think it's important to play.
Katie, I want to get your take on this also. And this hits you on both levels, as a black woman and as a huge Beyonce fan.
Oh, it absolutely does. And hearing that audio is very, like, infuriating because it's like, how are you going to say not country when, like you all said, like, black music, you know, we have roots in country music. So that part is infuriating, but it's not new. So when I hear this, it's like, there's just another one. That's just is what it is. But I like that we're shining light on it for those who don't realize that we go through this. Like Mo said, I couldn't say it any better than he did.
Are you getting numb to it or does it hurt? Does it cut?
Both.
Yeah.
It's a mixture of both. It's like, if I could just find her on the street. But then at the same time, it's like,
oh, they'll find her.
Yeah. Right. Well, here we go again, you know?
And that is the problem for the administration.
Yeah.
Also, is how do you handle it while also trying to keep her safe? And I'm sure there are some people that are like, well, if you're going to say something like that, then you've created your own danger zone. Mm. Mm-hmm. But as the administration, they've got to do what they can to try to keep her safe as administrators. It's infuriating. I'm like Mo. I knew as soon as the album came out. I mean, this is all over the place. How could you not see this? Social media every single day. Well, it's freaking, it's got to be so exhausting for you guys.
Extremely exhausting.
Well, and Beyonce experienced this when she performed with the Dixie Chicks at a country music award show. And so I think that might have planted the seed of like, no, I'm going to own this and you're going to appreciate my country roots.
And I'm glad she did it, but it goes to show you all these years, all that talent, all that success, even for a Beyonce, you can't escape racism when you're simply just trying to do something that you love to do. That's a daily day in the black in the life of a black person.
Facts. All right, for more stories, head to thebirdshow.com. Click eBuzz.
It's The Bird Show.
You're on The Bird Show.